For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. Workers who got injured on the job received fewer prescriptions for opioids after landmark legislation passed in Kentucky that set up a drug monitoring database called CASPER. House Bill 1 was approved in 2012. Before it passed, 54% of injured Kentucky workers had an opioid prescription. After the law took effect in 2012, that number decreased to 44%. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL brings us the study that looked at the effects of the law on people with workers' comp.
Kentucky was the first state to create this kind of law, and as of December 2016, 20 states had passed similar measures. Vanilla Tumala, who conducted the research, said a few things are striking about the findings. First, prescriptions only went down for certain people. Those that did not have surgery because of an injury had back sprains and strains and were between 25 to 39 years old, experienced the biggest decline in opioid prescriptions. But for people who had a major surgery because of an injury, there was no change in whether they got opioids pre or post-law. People who had a fracture also didn't see a big decrease in prescriptions. For both of these groups, there's medical consensus that opioid use is appropriate. There was also a big difference by region. Pre-law, 73% of injured workers living in eastern Kentucky had an opioid prescription. That decreased to 63% post-law. But in the rest of the state, the decrease went from half of injured workers getting a prescription to a little under half. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.